ప్రణశ్యేదం వశే సర్వం త్రిదివే సర్వం ప్రతిష్ఠితం మాతేవ పుత్రాన్ రక్షస్వ హ్రీశ్చ ప్రాజ్ఞాశ్చ విదేహినః. ఇట్స్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈస్ అండర్ ద స్వే ఆఫ్ ద ప్రాణ. ద ప్రాణ, ఆల్ త్రీ వరల్డ్స్ ఆర్ ఇన్ ద స్వే ఆఫ్ ప్రాణ. ద ప్రాణ, ప్రాణ మీన్స్ నా మీన్స్ స్ట్రెంగ్త్, ప్రా మీన్స్ స్పెషల్ స్ట్రెంగ్త్. వీ గెట్ స్పెషల్ స్ట్రెంగ్త్ త్రూ ద బాడీ. ద బాడీ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇస్ ఎ గ్రాస్ ఇనర్ట్. ద ఇనర్ట్ బాడీ, ఎ డెడ్ పర్సన్ ఇస్ లయింగ్ డౌన్, నో మూమెంట్, బాడీ ఇస్ దేర్ బట్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో స్ట్రెంగ్త్ ఇన్ ద బాడీ బికాస్ ప్రాణ ఇస్ నాట్ దేర్. వీ సే ప్రాణ హ్యాస్ లెఫ్ట్. ద ప్రాణ హ్యాస్ లెఫ్ట్. ఇఫ్ యూ సీ సమ్ వన్ డైస్, ఇఫ్ ద హ్యాండ్ ఈస్ లైక్ దిస్ హ్యాండ్ ఇన్ ద డెడ్ పర్సన్, దే కాన్ స్ట్రేట్ ఇన్ ద హ్యాండ్ ఆల్సో. హ్యాండ్ ఆల్సో బాడీ హెస్ బికమ్ లైక్ ఎ స్టిక్, వెరీ స్టిఫ్ అండ్ యూ కాంట్ మూవ్. ఇట్ ఈస్ లైక్ ఎ లాగ్. దెర్ ఇస్ నో మూమెంట్ ఇన్ ద బాడీ. మూమెంట్ వీ గెట్ ద మూమెంట్ ఇన్ ద బాడీ త్రూ ద ప్రాణ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ఎస్ ప్రాణ అగ్ని. Because of the breathing, temperature is there. The temperature is there, prana agni. This is a prana. The prana enlivens the body. If you, the prana is very low, if you are fasting, for example, if you can't find any food for 2 days, and Upanishad also talks about a brilliant student, Shweta Ketu, brilliant student, memorized everything. His father asked him to fast for 2 days and next asked him to repeat. He said, I can't say anything. I can't remember anything. The memory comes through the prana. The prana not only enlivens the body, enlivens the mind also. Enlivens the it. Takes us to the highest. The prana takes us to the highest. In Bhagavad Gita, Shri Krishna talks about sparshan krutva bahir bahya chakshus chaivantaro bruvo prana pano samo krutva nasa bhyantara charino. Shri Krishna says how yatendriya mano buddhi మునిర్ మోక్ష పరాయణః విగతే చ భయ క్రోధం సదా ముక్త ఏవ స. ప్రాణ ఇట్ ఈస్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ యతేంద్రియ, యువర్ సెన్సెస్, మన, యువర్ మైండ్, బుద్ధి, ఇంటెలెక్ట్. మునిర్ మోక్ష పరాయణం, ఇట్ టేక్స్ యూ ఫ్రమ్ అన్నమయ కోశ, ప్రాణమయ కోశ, మనోమయ కోశ, విజ్ఞానమయ కోశ, ఆనందమయ కోశ, అండ్ సెట్స్ యూ ఫ్రీ. అండ్ హౌ విగతే చ భయ క్రోధ త్రూ ద ప్రాణ. వెన్ యు ఆర్ ఫ్రీ, దేర్ ఈస్ నో ఫియర్ ఇన్ యువర్ లైఫ్. వై ఐఎమ్ సో స్కేర్డ్ ఇన్ మై లైఫ్? బికాస్ ఐఎమ్ నాట్ ఫ్రీ. ఐఎమ్ scared about what happens if the interest rate goes up to 25% like 1990s, or what happens if I lose the job, what happens if family member departs, what happens if I have to be alone here, and if you have gone to the aged care, I have been going to aged care. It is not many, all, most of them are multimillionaires. Does it matter now? Nothing matters. When we had energy, we thought making money is the purpose of life. If you go to retire, everyone is a multimillionaire. Money is not a matter. I have difficulty standing up also. I can't raise my hand, leg. And even one night sleep also, it's a premium for my body. We don't know what we want in our life. Like vigate cha bhaya krodha, what happens if I end up like that in the aged care? Nobody is there to talk to. Vigate cha, vigata, no fear, bhaya, no anger. my fear and anger are the extension of my emotion. My emotions I have not managed well. It haunts me as a fear, haunts me as a bhaya and krodha, anger. Vigate cha bhaya krodha yasada mukta evasa. The free, the person is always free. Pranayama elevates up to you, up to there, sets you free, discovers, makes you discover the freedom in the prana, how it is operating in the prana body. There it operates in the two streams. One stream, mainstream, it is called as mainstream, operates as prana, apana, vyana, udana, samana. It's a mainstream, and there is another subtle prana called as naga, kurma, krikala, devadatta and dhananjaya. Five subtle prana and main prana. The main prana, what it does, it takes the portfolio, the main prana takes one portfolio of prana. It stays in the heart, looks after the heart center, looks after the cardiac health, and looks after the nerves around the heart. That takes the cardiac control. Apana, what it does, it takes the control of excretory organs. The things have to be pushed out to purify the body. In the excretory system, it stays there as apana, helps in pushing the urine or stool out. Even women for natural delivery, apana, natural, that helps to push the baby out. Apana prana, that is apana prana. And another prana takes another dimension into the circulatory system, goes into the circulatory system as vyana. All along the body, I have arthritic problem. I can't bend my fingers properly because vyana is not working properly. I have joint pain. I can't move properly. Vyana is not working properly. It's a circulatory system. Another one takes hold of a digestive system called as samana. Samana prana in the digestive system makes us to digest what we eat. If the digestive samana is not good, I will be saying, I ate yesterday, everything is in the stomach. It is, I am not feeling good, resulting in the sour taste in the mouth. The samana has not worked. It's a digestive system. And udana prana looks after the mind, helps in pushing the energy to the brain cells, helps in able to talk properly, express properly, able to talk. You are motivated, inspired person. Udana prana enlivens you. And prana, a person is lying down, sick person is lying down, a healthy person gets up. What makes me to get up? Udana prana. Udana prana makes me to stand up. Stand up, it's a five pranas. Five auxiliary pranas. Auxiliary pranas are naga, able to, when I am eating, if the airlock is there, it is very common among the babies. If the baby is choking, they say put the baby upside down and tap it and give a hit on the back. This lock, airlock, it happens for us also. If the airlock is there, through the burp, air is released. It is naga and kurma, able to protect the eyes. If the foreign element is coming near the eyes, it shuts. Protects the eyes, and when it's shutting, it gives a temporary relax also. If the eyes are always open, eyes burns. Two, where the movement of, that is called as nimisha. Nimisha means at moment of closer, that itself is good for relaxing the eyes. For relaxing the eyes, for humans are called as nimisha, and divine beings are called as Unminisha. They don't blink. For us, that problem is there. For them, they always open. They want to see. We don't see many things. That is an indication. We don't see. For the divine beings, they see. They don't close their eyes. Naga, Kurma, and Krikala able to sneeze out in the airways or food pipe. If the foreign thing has gone through the sneeze, it has to come out, keep the trachea free. Krikala, Devadatta, when I am tired and I am not getting enough oxygen through the nostrils, mouth automatically opens. When we came to the class, our Ganesh, he was yawning for about 10 minutes. It's a mouth opens to take extra oxygen. My mind has become very tired and it's a Devadatta. Devadatta makes the oxygen pumped into the brain. And Dhananjaya is the last one. And in the buildings they have written, and if you are the last one to go, turn off the light and go. And Devadatta is the last prana to leave. Make sure that everyone has gone, then it turns off and goes. And the last prana, when the other faculties are not working also, Devadatta is going every place. Anyone here? Anyone? And that is why when a person is dying, the last thing they say, some good words regarding the inspirational thing, mantras near the ears. Devadatta will hear. Even others have gone. Your doctor would have said this person has gone. The last one to go is Devadatta. You utter mantras near the ear, positive thing, Devadatta. Devadatta is the five upapranas. Upapranas, and for example, if the finger is chopped and you put it in a plastic bag and take it to the hospital, they can do a surgery and join it. That prana, Devadatta prana, is still there. Something happens, you can attach a limb. If you take it immediately. And Devadatta and Dhananjaya. Dhananjaya, Devadatta is yawning. Dhananjaya is the last one to leave. Last one to leave in the body is called as Dhananjaya. It is the real wealth. Real wealth, the pranayama helps in preserving the body. Some people, you would have noticed, if they die, within half an hour, body starts stinking. You would have noticed, I don't know whether paying attention, your body starts stinking. For example, Paramahamsa Yogananda, when he left the body, they kept the body, his disciples kept the body intact, not in a cold room, outside, for 15 days, no stinking, no smell, as if body looked very fresh. That Dhananjaya was there. Dhananjaya, that five upapranas, the prana and apana. For example, people go to California to look at the great General Sherman tree. It is about 84 meters high. So wide, about 10 people have to put their hands around to go around that one, and people look at the tree up. The prana, what it is talking about, for our life, not only the outer manifestation required, inner connection also needed. The Sherman tree could able to stand that tall, 84 meters tall. It is believed that that tree is about 2500 years old. And it is standing that tall. This long, not only the prana, but deep root, strong roots. Our personality also, everyone wants to be great, seen out, partying, socializing. That is we want to go outer manifestation. Outer manifestation is not sustained without inner connection. You need to have a deep root. One person came, one lady came to my house. She said she is busy attending parties. Now nobody is accepting her because there is no inner connection. Nobody wants to talk to me. I'm busy going out. I want to go out without inner connection. It is not sustainable. Inner sustainable, if you want to sustain within, deep root, deep connection, enrich your being, enrich your roots, then only your outer manifestation is great. If you want to have a prana, prana is for taking the your outer manifestation. Upward flowing is prana, downward flowing is apana. Apana and prana must be in balance so that your personality is in balance. In the, for example, in the astronomy, that physics, they talk about when you throw things out, it comes down. Why it is coming down? Because of gravity. Gravity is nothing but a pulling down force. Pulling down force is called as apana. Something has to pull unwanted things out of the body. Something must pull out unwanted things from my mind. Irrelevant things. We are holding up so many irrelevant things in our mind. Apana helps throwing unwanted junk from the mind, from the body. Prana is the one necessary things, helps in taking on the necessary things, helps in outer manifestation. Outer manifestation without inner connection is not sustainable. Only inner connection, no outer manifestation, that doesn't serve the purpose. I have a deep root, but I am not a value of anyone. I am not adding value to others. That is also not good. You need a balanced personality is both outer manifestation and inner connection. Prana and apana must be there. Then only the personality is called as a full-blown personality. Pranayama elevates you to unfold your personality, to set yourself free from the shackles of your life and bhaya, krodha. Without fear and anger. If you want to have the calm mind, the talks what I am hearing, it may be relevant now or not, but as you are aging, if you hear that one again, how relevant. At this time of my age, this is what I required. It's a lifelong, it's a perennial message applicable for all, especially a person about to kick the bucket also. This message is relevant. Prana is relevant. It sustains everyone in all three worlds.